妹可以看见我吗？
Can you see me face? See my face?
可以啊，可以
可
啊，
以，good
可
good，
以，
感谢主，
是
感谢主。
，Praise the
好，
Lord。
各位弟兄姐妹，感恩节快乐，平安。
Happy Thanksgiving and peace be with you。
在这个感恩节的时期，让我们都明白感恩的意义。
So let's understand the meaning of Thanksgiving.
最重要的不是只向人感谢，
It's not only give thanks to people.
最重要的是向上帝感谢他赐的恩典。
The most important is give thanks because he sent all his grace to us.
在我们生活中，我跟家人聚餐的时候啊，吃饭的时候，都可以祷告感谢神。
So we should pray and give thanks to God during family meals.
也帮助我们的家庭儿女要感谢神。
So help our children to give thanks to God.
那我们也再深一层看看，为什么要感谢神？
Let's look deeply why we need to give thanks to the Lord.
第一，因为我们已经明白神的旨意。
Because we have understood God's will.
在马太福音11:25-28，可以看见主耶稣感谢神，是为了跟随他的人明白神的旨意。
So in book of Matthew chapter 11, so Jesus gives thanks so that people can understand God's will.
因为那些跟从他的人明白他，所以他感谢神。
He gives thanks that his follower can understand his purpose.
感谢神的人是因为神打开他们的灵眼，
Because God opened their eyes so that we can give thanks.
他们的心灵悟性都知道神跟他的作为。
So they don't, so that they can understand God's will.
这是极大的恩典。
So this is a tremendous grace.
今天您跟我能够明白神，是感谢他。
So we need to give thanks that we can understand his will.
那第二，我们感谢神，是因为看见神的大能得胜了魔鬼。
Secondly, because we have seen God's great power to overcome the devil.
在路加福音也告诉我们呢，耶稣也看见，神的大能得胜了魔鬼。
So in the book of Luke showed us God's power overcame the devil.
我们打破魔鬼的攻击的时候，就不再被魔鬼来利用。
So we no longer under the bondage since God overcame him.
我们靠着赞美主耶稣，感谢他的时候呢，就让我们也生命有改变。
Give thanks so that our life can be changed.
因为他在十字架上，主耶稣得胜魔鬼。
On the cross, Christ overcame the Satan.
我们得胜魔鬼的时候呢，我们整个人生的看法都改变。
So our worldview changed after God overcame Satan.
不会再消极的，常常在失望中来生活。
No longer passively lived in disappointment.
我们为神做见证。
So we witness for God.
看见神也为我们做奇妙的事。
Also, we witness the miraculous thing that God has done for us.
并且得到神的医治。
And also receive his healing.
最近有一位弟兄特别要跟他的牧师我从前的教会了那个牧师他 告诉牧师呢来对我给我一个特别的感恩的事。
My previous church pastor relayed information to me to give thanks to me about a certain thing.
这个弟兄是很早以前在 Sacramento, 我带领他跟家人一起侍奉主让他们在教会长进。
So this brother was in the Sacramento church that I led them and his family to serve and grow in the church.
现在他九十多岁了。
So right now he's over 90s.
他也有一个癌症。
Also, he came down with cancer.
医生要他继续接受一些治疗，他也说不需要了。
So he no longer wish to receive therapy.
那但是他特别感谢神，也叫他的牧师打电话给我，告诉我 email 说呢谢谢周牧师从前呢怎么样带领他来在侍奉上认识主耶稣。
So he won the pastor from Sacramento.Relate his gratitude to me, how I led him to serve God.
他自己很感谢主。
So he gave thanks to the Lord.
那我以为他很快就要过去了，到天上去了。
I thought he'll be gone with the Lord pretty soon.
很奇怪，过了好久，今天他还活着。感谢主。
Miraculous, give thanks to the Lord. He's still alive and serving the Lord.
这个是感恩的见证。
So this is a witness to give thanks.
那最重要，我们都知道，感恩是神定的旨意。
So give thanks is the will of God.
那如果你有圣经，请你打开。帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节。
You have Bible, please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 18.
今天有许多的经文都没有登出来，希望您自己可以打开圣经来看。
Please refer to the Bible because the verses today is too many to be presented on the PowerPoint.
我先为大家念中文帖撒罗尼迦五章十八节说，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这个是神定的，你跟我都要常常感谢神。
So this is God's will for us to give thanks often in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
那我们为有什么东西，有什么感谢神的事项呢？
So what can we give thanks for?
第一是为了自己了。
Of course, for ourselves.
我们感谢父神。是因为他爱我们神在各样事情上都帮助我们。
We give thanks because he helps us in everything we do.
刚才都念到了在各样事情
in the verse we just read,
感谢神凡事。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
因为信主的人在各样事项都是神 有旨意，神所容许的。
So everything is allowed by God.
圣经讲
according to His will.
罗马书讲，要任何事都为了信耶稣的人效力，使我们得益处。
All things work out for those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose.
无论是逆境、顺境，神都要看顾我们，也训练我们。
Regardless of everything or pandemic, God trained us to help us.
他预备我们将来侍奉他在天上。
Prepare us to serve Him in heaven.
那第二件我们一定要感谢主了，因为主耶稣为我们牺牲了。
So Jesus Christ sacrificed Himself for us.
因为他在十字架上为我们被钉流血。
Nailed to the cross and shed His precious blood.
因为他的牺牲，他也为我们立约，永远属于他。
So also with a covenant so that we belong to Him forever.
那我们在地上有他的同在，在天上将来也与他永远同在。
So we will be in His presence on earth and in heaven.
当然我们也为我们的食用食物感谢神。
We give thanks for our food.
因为神供应我们一切。
Because God provides everything for us.
每天我们吃饭的时候都要感谢他。
We should give thanks during our meals.
太阳、地上的雨量都是神赐的。
The sun and the rain are all from heaven, from God.
地土都是神赐的。
And the earth and the soil.
所以弟兄姐妹，鼓励你每天用餐前都感谢主。
So we encourage you to give thanks before taking the meal.
让我们养成这个感恩的习惯。
Make it a habit of thanksgiving.
然后我们继续看见许多也要感谢神的事。
And there are many other things for thanksgiving.
当然我们继续感谢神使我们从罪中得到释放。
Because God released us from the sin, the bondage of sin.
使我们有平安。
Give us peace.
我们不再故意犯罪。
So that we won't sin on purpose.
反而行出公义做公平的事。
So that we can be fair in everything we do.
我们也得胜了老的罪性在我们身上的捆绑。
So we overcome the bondage of our old selves.
我们不继续去犯罪。
We no longer continue to sin.
这个都是保罗在罗马书里面第七章二十五节告诉我们的。
So this is recorded in Romans chapter 7, verses 25 by Paul.
我们继续在我们的生命上都要在各处显扬耶稣基督。
So in everything we do, we should show Jesus in us.
因为我们能够显扬耶稣，我们感谢神。
We give thanks to display the fragrance of Christ.
Amen. 有主的香气在我们身上。
So that we can display the fragrance of Christ.
那我们也感谢神加我们力量为他而活。
Give thanks the Lord enabled us to serve Him.
我们能够活出神的要求。
We live according to His purpose.
感谢神加我们力量。
We give thanks to enable us to give us power to serve Him.
那我们也继续感谢神，因为我们还在主里面得到他是我们的基业。
We also give thanks for the inheritance.
我们虽然在地上生活
，though we live on earth，
但是可以想望到在天上神已经为我们预备的基业。
But we know we have inheritance in heaven.
所以将来跟所有的圣徒在天堂享受神给我们预备美好的福气。
So we will enjoy the blessing in heaven with all the brothers and sisters in Christ.
那个是最壮观、最宏伟、最荣美的地方。
That's the most wonderful and most powerful.
那现在在地上，但是即使会有神的敌人呢，莫非来攻击我们的。
Satan continued to attack us on earth.
那我们呢，可以感谢神，他会帮助我们打胜魔鬼的攻击。
God will deliver us from Satan's attack.
有时候我们有各样生活上的困难。
We may have difficulties in life.
但是神会帮助你对付这一切。
God will help you to counter everything.
所以得胜之后，我们感谢神啊。
Give thanks for overcoming.
同时，我们为了神的应允和救恩来感谢他。
We give thanks for his promise and salvation.
耶稣不单只是赐我们永生。
He not only gave us eternal life.
我们也经常看见神的应许成就在我们身上。
But we also witness his promises fulfilled all the time.
譬如说他引导我们应该所走的路。
He lead us, guide us.
帮助我们的家庭儿女。
Help our family, the children.
使我们的工作得到有成就。
Our occupation, career.
使我们有住的房子。
House to live.
我们都要感谢他。
Give thanks for those.
然后我们也感谢神，他拣选了我们。
Give thanks God chose us.
你没有想到，为什么神会拣选你做他的儿女呢？
Have you ever thought about why God chose you to be his children?
我们感谢他这样的爱我们，带领我们。
Give thanks for his love and keeping and guidance.
给圣灵给我们，感动我们。
So he let Holy Spirit to touch us.
他安慰引导我们。
Comfort us, lead us.
使我们看见他的伟大。
So that we can see his power and his greatness.
我们实在要感恩。
We should give thanks.
然后继续下去，不单只为自己，我们实在要为了神本身来感谢他。
Not only give thanks for ourselves, we also need to give thanks for God.
因为神是尊贵、权柄、有智慧的。
God is royal with wisdom and power.
他是荣耀的。
And he's glorious.
我们感谢他。
We give thanks to him.
那我们看见他的创造，要感谢他。
We give thanks for his creation.
因为他的创造 这个天宇宙跟地球是这么的奇妙，在世界上我们都可以
Wonderful
看。
that the wonderful that he created the world and the universe.
许多基督徒的科学家都觉得这个神的创造非常奇妙。
So many Christian scientists marvel at God's creation.
譬如说，现在在华盛顿侍奉的这个 Francis Collins 这个生物学家，他特别告诉我们，我们的 DNA 染色体是这么的奇妙。
So, biologists marvel at the wonderful DNA structure.
我们看见许多其他的科学家，譬如说牛顿、伽利略、Michael Faraday，都是伟大的感谢神的科学家。
So Newton, Faraday, Galileo all give thanks to the Lord about his wonderful creation.
好像 Washington Carver、Pascal、Charles Townsend，这些都是伟大爱主的科学家。
So there are many wonderful scientists are Christian and give thanks to the Lord.
因为他们看见神的奇妙。
They saw the wonder in God's creation.
同时，我们也要知道神是喜欢我们感谢他的。
We give thanks that God loves us.
好像诗篇第100篇告诉我们要向神欢呼，赞美称谢他。
Shout the joy to the Lord in Psalm 100.
因为这个是神欢喜的东西。
Because it's pleasing to the Lord.
我们要在教会，也在自己的生活中感谢神的大能。
So we like to give thanks in church in our life about his power.
他的创造是这么的奇妙。
So how marvelous is his creation?
那我们自己的身体也是这么的奇妙。
So our human body is so wonderfully made.
诗篇139篇都告诉我们神在母胎中，这都奇妙的来做我们。
So in Psalm 139, God made us wonderfully in the womb.
我们要为了这些来赞美他。
We should give thanks for all those.
圣经也告诉我们，耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Also, God is good and His mercy endures forever.
我们知道神是永远是良善的。
God is forever benevolent.
他永远爱你的。
He always loves you.
那我们要感谢他。
So we should give thanks to Him.
那我们也可以看见他的圣名是这么多的伟大，他自己的名字。
Also, so wonderful is his name.
也为了他的话语来感谢他。
Give thanks for his word.
他的圣名，耶稣的名，神的名就是耶和华。
So hallowed be his name, Jehovah.
耶和华的意思就是他是，神是。
So means he is.
他是什么呢？
So what does it mean he is?
他
I am.
当然是伟大的、尊贵的
He's royal, he's wonderful, he's almighty.
但是他也是你需要的一切，他都供给你的。
So he provides all your needs.
因为这个是他的名字啊，
That's in his name, his holy name.
我们感谢他。
Let's give thanks to him.
那弟兄姐妹，您跟我也要常常为着神的话语、圣经感谢他。
We should give thanks for his word and the Bible.
你有每天诵读神的话吗？
Do you study God's words every day?
你读他的话，他的手，他就会感动你了。
When you read his word, he will touch you.
圣经是神送给你的礼物。
Bible is the gift from God.
你要感谢他。
Give thanks for the Bible.
我们继续可以看见有其他要感谢的事项。
We also have other things to give thanks.
我们为弟兄姐妹感恩。
We give thanks for spiritual brother and sister.
那就是那些领受神的道、相信主的话的人，为他们感恩。
So give thanks for the believer accepting Christ.
啊，我们为了信徒，他们信耶稣，其他的信主的人为他们感恩。
We give thanks for the other believer.
我们也需要为教会的里面的信徒感恩。
We also like to give thanks for brother and sister in the church.
因为这样子我们可以在主里面勉励交通。
So that we can have fellowship together, encourage each other.
无论在教会聚会的时候，或者在网上、在电话啊各样的情况，我们可以联系啊，我们要为他们感恩。
Regardless, online, in person, on the phone, we like to communicate and give thanks for them.
感谢神，我们可以加入教会里面。
Give thanks, we can join the church.
今天弟兄姐妹，您有没有加入教会呢？
Are you a member of a church?
你有的时候为你感恩。
Give thanks for a church member.
如果你没有加入教会的时候，就好像一个公民呢，不愿意交税、付税一样。
If you are not a member of the church, you're just like you're a citizen not paying taxes.
像一个孩子没有家庭。
Just like a child without home.
就好像一个蜜蜂没有蜜蜂巢一样。
Like a bee without hive.
希望我们能够为松节们为教会感谢神。
Give thanks for church brothers and sisters.
那我们也特别为一些为我们牺牲的弟兄姐妹感恩。
Also give thanks for brother who sacrificed for us.
今天有许多弟兄姐妹为我们献上他们自己。
Many brothers and sisters serve us.
彼此帮助照顾。
Help each other, comfort each other.
花了许多时间、人力、物力、金钱，彼此支持。
Takes time, material, money, time to help each other, support each other.
我们为了他们实在感谢神。
We give thanks for their service to us.
比如说，一些今天为我们预备美好音乐的弟兄姐妹，他每个礼拜花了好多时间来帮助我们的唱歌。
They spend much time for this.
他们的音乐让我们感谢神。
So that we can have music to give thanks to the Lord.
我们感谢弟兄姐妹是最近做了许多帮助别人有需要的人的工作。
Also thanks brothers to help others in need.
有些贫穷的人需要食物感谢主最近许多弟兄姐妹都带了许多罐头食物这样去 供应别人的需要。
Thank brothers, sister, participating in food drive to help the people, the poor people in need.
弟兄姐妹在我们教会也做了107个那些圣诞的鞋盒子啊，许多礼物，帮助那些海外的小孩子。
We also contribute 107 Christmas shoe boxes to help the children overseas.
那雪洛的太太 Anna 王也特别在做的200个盒子，我们为这些感恩。
So we give thanks that Sherlock's wife Anna alone contributed 200 boxes.
我们也感谢主，在这个圣诞节的时候，为了 Lordy Moon， 我们爱心的奉献，这个实在感谢主。
We give thanks for the love offering for Lordy Moon during December.
我们继续看下去呢，来为弟兄姐妹感恩。好像这里没有下去
的。So continue to give thanks for brother and sister for the next slide.
看下去，对不起啊。这个没不能下去，不晓得为什么。现在布马去把它修理了哈。
So there's some technical difficulty, so Buma is helping us to fix it.
我们为弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，也纪念其他为我们代祷的信徒。
So we pray for brother, sister, and also pray for the brother, pray for us.
因为今天您跟我都很需要别人为我们祷告呢。
We all need prayer support.
感谢主，许多弟兄姐妹这样爱我们，特别我感谢弟兄姐妹常常为我祷告。
I really appreciate brother and sister pray for me so often.
感谢弟兄姐妹，因你们祷告，是因为你们爱神啊。
You pray for us, pray for each other because we love God.
我们感谢主呢。最近在我住的地方啊，有一个查经班，为一个香港的有癌症的一个亲戚祷告。
So give thanks that the Bible study in my neighborhood praying for a relative experiencing cancer in Hong Kong.
前两天快要死的了。
So he's terminal.
但是许多弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
And many brothers continue to pray for him.
感谢主，这个年轻的孩子啊，现在可以回家了。
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Right now, he can go home.
虽然还是软弱，他没有死，他回到家可以休养了。
So right now, he can go home and rest.
神是奇妙的神。
God is wonderful, miraculous.
爱心的祷告，神会听的。
God listened to the prayer of love.
那当然，我们弟兄姐妹呢？也特别为那些兴旺福音的同工祷告。
So we give thank, we pray for the brother and sister spreading the gospel.
腓立比书第一章第三节是特别的告诉我们，也为了这些弟兄姐妹感谢主。
Philippians chapter 1 verses 3 tell us for those, to pray for those who labor for us for the gospel.
神使用他们带领许多人跟我们同一起来带领人信主，感谢他。
God used them to work with others to spread the gospel and lead people to Christ.
我们看到许多弟兄姐妹热心的奉献，感谢他们。
We give thanks for the offering generously.
不单只是为我们教会，当然也为所有其他有长进的教会祷感恩。
We give thanks not only for our church, but also for other growing churches.
我们看见许多是能够华特别华人的教会，长进，领人归主，我们都为他们感恩。
We give thanks for Chinese churches leading people to the Lord.
在世界各地，特别在非洲，哦，千千万万人都归主，我们感恩。
We give thanks that tens of thousands of people, especially in Africa, are coming to the Lord.
我们也为这慷慨奉献的信徒感谢主。
We also give thanks for the generous offering and contribution.
啊，神是使用他们的奉献带领更多人信主。
God used the offering to lead more people to the Lord.
啊，我们也继续为那个国家也感谢主。
We give thanks for our country.
那你说为什么呢？今天我们家国家好多问题啊。
Why there are so many problem issues in this country?
但是我提醒大家，我们在美国感谢主是有自由的一个国家。
I'd like to remind you, we still have freedom in this country.
虽然我们有混乱，有争吵，但是另外一方面，是因为我们的自由发表我们自己的这个言语，自己的意识。
Because of freedom of speech, that we have arguments and discord.
神创造人的时候，亚当的都给他有自由。
God gave us free will when He created us.
今天我们每一个人都需要有自由选择的权利。
We need free will to choose.
今天世界有许多地方表面上是很强、很进步、很统一。
Some country seems unified, strong.
但是实在是毫无自由的。
But however, they don't have a real freedom.
哦，反对的话的时候呢，马上又进监狱了。
You'll be imprisoned if you are the opposition.
没有言论的自由。
Absolutely no freedom of speech.
思想受控制。
And so there's a censorship.
你愿意在哪里生活吗？
Where do you want to live?
你自己去选择吧。
You can choose on your own.
那今天我们也可以为了 police 警察来感谢神。
We give thanks for the police.
因为罗马书也告诉我们了，我们也需要呢，赋税，也需要支持政府。
In Romans chapter 13 and 14, tell us to pay taxes and support the government.
为什么？因为他们有警察。
Because the police.
他们也会用他们的武器来保护国家，保护我们。
They protect us with their weapon.
没有警察，今天社会大乱了。
So without police, there will be anarchy in the country.
这个就是一得到安全，我们感谢主。
We give thanks for peace and safety.
那我们来再看怎么样去感谢神的方法呢？
And how do we give thanks to the Lord?
Well, 第一，我们用口来称谢、歌唱、传扬神呢。
We can use our mouths to praise, sing, and proclaim God.
我们的口常常说批评的话。
So we usually criticize.
我们指责别人。
Blame others.
我 我们应该自己反省一下。
We should reflect upon ourselves.
应该改变，多说感谢神的话。
Give thanks more often.
传扬神的美德。
And spread God's virtue.
这样生活中就显彰神的香气了。
So that we can express God's fragrance in our life.
同时你看希伯来书十三章十五节告诉我们，我们要歌唱赞美神，做一个祭，献祭样献给神。
So in Hebrews chapter 13 and 15, we offer sacrifice of praise to him.
哇，因为我们在这个生活中呢，有时候需要花时间，需要放下一切去特别赞美神的。
We need to dedicate our life to give thanks to the Lord.
不单只在家里面赞美神。
Not only in the house.
在圣殿里面也要赞美神。
Also in his holy temple.
这个需要牺牲的。
So sometimes take sacrifice to give thanks.
我们跟弟兄姐妹一同来赞美神。
Those are corporate worship to
give thanks. 神是特别喜欢的。
That's so pleasing to the Lord.
我们看教会是什么意思。
What's the meaning of a church?
教会这个字的意思就是聚集的意思。
That means assembly.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要聚集一起，一起来赞美主。
So we need to congregate and worship.
当然，在这个疫情之下，我们只有在网上聚会。
In pandemic, we can only worship online.
但是我们祈求神，让这个瘟疫出去，苗疫快成功，我们就很快在他殿中来献上感谢。
May God get rid of the pandemic with effective vaccines so that we can come back in person worship.
我们向上感恩的歌声。
So we give thanks in our praise singing.
我们能够彼此见面、握手、笑谈、勉励、代后，这个是美好的事。
We can greet each other in person, give thanks, and fellowship. Such a wonderful thing.
也是使我们喜乐的事。
So they also give joy to us.
那我们圣经告诉我们，在各处任何地方都要赞美主。
So we give praise in everywhere.
我们与其他亲友、弟兄姐妹到处，无论在哪里都可以赞美神。
So we can praise God anywhere we go with family, with relatives, with friends.
感谢神是不能被禁止的。
So God cannot be forbidden.
无论世界任何地方各处，我们都有神的同在，他听我们的声音。
Everywhere in the world, God with us.
我们最好看看什么时候来感谢神了。
So when should we give thanks?
当然，我们已经讲过要常常凡事都谢恩。
In all circumstances, always.
那我们知道，感恩是在所有的情况下都可以感恩的。
So we give thanks in all things.
那虽然今天我们在困苦的情况之下，
Even though we may encounter difficulty,
我们特别在这个疫情之中，我们还要感谢主吗？
Do we give thanks in pandemic?
我们还是可以感谢神。
We should and we will.
我们不是为了这些困难的事情 来感谢主，乃是在这个困难中我们感谢主。
We don't give thanks for difficulty, we give thanks in difficulty.
让我们给大家一个举例。
Let me give you an example.
在17世纪的时候，德国有一个大的瘟疫。
17th century in Europe, there's a pandemic plague.
他们也有30年的欧洲的战争。
Also, a war lasting over 30 years.
他们也有饥荒。
Also, famine.
在他们一个城市里面，叫做 Elliburg， 有一位牧师，住在哪里？叫做 Martin Rinkert。
There's a pastor Martin Rinkert in Elliburg.
哦，他那个时候因为这个疫症跟战争，每天呢、主持50个丧礼。
So he officiated over 50 funerals during the plague and the war.
包括他自己的家人也在丧礼。
Including his own family. Yeah, many of them.
但是在这个时候，他写了66首圣歌。
He wrote 66 hymns during that period of time.
其中一首就是今天请大家一起唱的歌。
One of them we're going to sing together.
所以现在请大家来听这首他所写的歌，就是叫做起来感谢主。
So this is the hymn, Now Thank We All Our God.
我不晓得为什么这个诗歌没有出来啊。
Next slide.
Somebody, please.
Mama, can you flip to the next slide?
这个诗歌没有出来。
Oh, okay.
谢谢。那这首歌。